Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Back at it again. You know how we do it. Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. It's about that time to get the week number 9 holiday kicked off and started. This is how we do it. I'm your host, Rick Saratella. I'm going to welcome in the stars of this show. First up, the Rostradamus and his crystal ball. How you doing today, Ross Mandel?
Doing good. Ready to get the gas face ready for Philip Rivers, baby.
And come on down, because the price is right. The good reverend fresh out of church. How you doing, Ralph Mancini?
A great week of NFL football up ahead. A lot of teams and a lot to prove. Cincinnati, Houston, Dallas all have big statement games in week 9.
And you know how we do it. All Access Football presents to you Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. Starting now, we don't waste your time or clown around with BS talk. We walk the walk, bringing you fantasy football rings and things. If you want to dial in, 347-945-6275, 347-945-6275. If you're like me, you'll be down in the chat room taking your questions all show long. If you're new to the show, get on board, baby. We're going around the league, stud duds and sleeper styles. But before we do, a few news and notes from around the league is Ryan Moats. Big surprise yesterday. Gary Kubiak announcing Ryan Moats will get the start over Steve Slayton. We'll break all that down and more. Coming right up, let's see real quick here. Devin Hester looks like he's a go. Calvin Johnson, he's a go. Antonio Bryant, not so sure. Pierre Garçon, out, questionable. This could be the week to start Austin Colley. Anquan Boldin looks like a game-time decision. And we got some more news and notes as we go along the show. Before we do, we're going to check the chat room, give a shout-out to our people. Good to see you in the house. We got the Fantasy Football Ways in the house. Taz, official administrator of the Fantasy Football Insiders chat room, helping you out as well. So check out fantasyfootballwiz.com, fantasyfootballwiz.com, and we are the NFLDraftBible.com. I got some good announcements and news coming up about the NFLDraftBible.com. But before we do, we're going to get in our first week number 9 holiday, baby. And let's get the garbage out of the way. The Washington Redskins, Ross, are traveling into the Falcons. The Redskins 2-5, we all know the story. Jim Zorn, dead man walking, traveling into Atlanta where, you know what, 2 losses in a row to Dallas and New Orleans. The Falcons find themselves at 4-3. Take it away.
Oof, the Redskins. What more can you say? The Redskins battling the Raiders for biggest laughingstock. The Browns in there too, but I'll tell you, Atlanta's an angry team. They've lost 2 in a row, and it will not be 3. You got to love Michael Turner here. Even if he's not averaging the same amount he was last year of yardage per carry, and even if he's not toting up big numbers every game, he is scoring. And he's going against the Washington D, which is okay, but it isn't great. So I like Turner. You got to like Quentin Portis in this game. Atlanta's just pretty average against the run, and I don't think this score is going to get out of control. So I think the Redskins are going to be able to run the ball, at least in the first 2, probably 3 quarters. And I like Santana Moss in this game. I really like him, but the injury-riddled Atlanta secondary, 31st in the league, they're giving up deep passes. Look, Jason Campbell isn't good enough to have the Redskins win, but I think he throws the ball deep a couple of times to Moss enough to make Moss have a decent fantasy day. The dud in this game, and I don't like saying it, but I don't like Matt Ryan in this game, guys, and I don't like what I've seen from him over the past couple of weeks. The Washington defense is pretty good. I don't think there's a lot of risk in Matt Ryan today, but if you have someone else to start, I would recommend you do it. I see maybe 240 yards, a touchdown, and an interception out of Matt Ryan, and that's not what you would expect out of him going against a pretty poor team. But I don't know. I don't like Matt Ryan today. I just got a bad feeling about him. My sleeper, Chris Cooley's out. Fred Davis is in. Someone's going to be catching the balls there because the wide receivers, other than Moss, are pretty shaky. I could see Fred Davis, what he did last game, 8 catches, 78 yards and a touchdown. for a bye week fill-in if you have them. I think that's a good bye week fantasy play. Score of this game, 28-17 Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be much of a game at all. And we got the chat room heating up on fire already, baby. I like it. So we're going to get into that over to the chat room. Guest 193 is looking for some help, and he has a PPR league going on. We're going to help him get through week number 9 holiday. Let's take him one at a time. It's a PPR league. He needs one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, and a flex player. We're going to break it down for him right now, nice and proper. Let's start it off with at quarterback position, Ralph. Donovan McNabb or Matthew Schaub this week? Who do you like there?
He's got two good choices this week, but I'm going to go with Matt Schaub. We talked earlier about the injuries that Indianapolis has in its secondary, so I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair between the Colts and the Texans.
Okay, I will buy that. What about over at the running back position? He's got lots of options. Who are the top two running backs this week? He's got Marion Barber, Felix Jones, Jamal Charles. Isn't he on a bye week, I believe?
Jacksonville.
Okay, Kevin Smith, LeSean McCoy, and Ahmad Bradshaw, who's been cleared to play. Now, we know in Kansas City, Larry Johnson is out. Bobby Engram was cut. Kobe Smith was actually activated. So watch out, because he might actually dig into some of those Jamal Charles carries. Where are we going here, Ralph, with the top two running backs?
Well, I'm definitely going to go with Marion Barber. Not a big fan of his this year, but you know there's going to be a lot of points scored in that game between Philly and Dallas, and I think he's going to get a couple of end zone carries, so I think he's safe for a touchdown and probably about 50, 60 yards, maybe even more. The other guy here, I'm gonna roll the dice with Jamal Charles this week. I think he's one of the top sleepers in week 9. He's coming off a bye week. The whole team is well rested. They're motivated. They want to win for their coach. So I like this kid. You know, when he came out as a rookie, you know, we had him ahead of guys such as Matt Forte, Felix Jones. This kid has a lot of talent, a lot of speed, can catch the ball out of the backfield, good vision as a running back. I'm going to go with Barber and Charles.
Who's your pick of the litter there, Ross?
I'm going with Marion Barber, and I'm going with Kevin Smith. I know he's a little dinged up. My third guy would be Bradshaw. I don't really like Charles today. He needs to show me that he can do it for a whole game. So if you're going to use two, I would probably use three running backs out of this group. I think that's legit for this setup that he's asking for here. I'd use Barber, Smith, and Bradshaw.
Okay, and then wide receiver, he needs three out of Randy Moss is the automatic there. And then I guess he would need two players between, this is PPR, Dwayne Bowe, Mike Sims-Walker, Kevin Walter, who's expected to get more looks this week, and Steve Breaston, who, you know, with Anquan Boldin questionable. Who do you like three wide receivers, guys?
I like the first three there. I like Kevin Walter this week, but not as much as Sims-Walker, Bowe, or Randy Moss.
Well, I'm definitely going to go with Sims-Walker. I love him this week. I'll get into it later, but I think he has a great matchup up ahead, injuries in that Kansas City secondary. I like Walter as well. I like Bowe. The guy that I would put at the bottom of the list here is Steve Breaston.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, guys, keeping it moving here, keeping it moving. Need three PPR for wide receivers, but not running backs. How do you rank these guys in order? Ahmad Bradshaw, Beanie Wells, Anquan Boldin, Calvin Johnson, Santonio Holmes, and Nate Burleson. Me, myself, and I, first off, I like Beanie Wells there, number one. I take Calvin Johnson out of the mix, Anquan Boldin out of the mix, two banged-up guys that are not going to produce, in my opinion. So that leaves me Beanie Wells, Santonio Holmes, and then I'm tossing a coin between Bradshaw and Burleson. I'm going to go Bradshaw this week because I think the Giants are going to have a big week. Guys?
Wow, I'm going to disagree with you here. I like the two wide receivers. I think they're tough. I think they're a week healthier. I'm going with Boldin, Calvin Johnson, and I'm going with Ahmad Bradshaw. Beanie Wells, not exciting me. I think Bradshaw shakes loose on a pretty soft San Diego defense. I like Holmes and Burleson too, but not as much as Boldin and Calvin Johnson this week.
You know, I like Calvin Johnson. He's back. He's healthy. He's been practicing. And I like Burleson this week also. I mean, considering his matchup against Detroit secondary that just can't cover or shut down anybody, I like Calvin Johnson and I like Nate Burleson here.
Okay, chat room heating up, moving fast. We're trying to get all your questions in here. Let's go over to Dr. Wine in the house, and I love me some wine on Sunday.
The doctor.
PPR, lots of buys week. He needs lots of help. Flex spot, Beanie Wells or Roy Williams or Anquan Boldin. What do you guys like about this? And there's a little comment there about Roy Williams whining and complaining. Let's see. What do you guys like there?
Well, you know, I don't like Roy Williams at all until he shows me that he could be a productive member, a go-to guy in that offense. I will not go with him. Boldin is questionable with his injury. I think he's a game-time decision from what I've read. I'm going to go with – I'll roll the dice with Beanie Wells. I mean, this is a guy who's been getting better and better each and every week. The Cardinals want to establish him as the number one feature runner, so I would roll the dice with him.
I'm sticking with Boldin. I think he's a week healthier, and I think for him that's a big week. I just think he has more upside. I like Wells, but I got to see him do it consistently. And I know if Bolden's on the field, he's going to get targets. And, you know, he looked gimpy, but it's a week better. And Roy Williams shouldn't even be in the conversation. The number two receiver in Dallas at best.
At best is right.
Okay, guys, let's go back over to JoJo and get JoJo in here. He needs some help, too. Let's take him one at a time. Boy. Kevin Smith, Ryan Grant. He has the Slayton Moats combination, LeSean McCoy in the mix, and Ahmad Bradshaw. Those are his running backs. Needs two of those guys. And he has some wide receivers. You know, the chat room is moving so fast that the question if you repost that question, JoJo, we'll get to it. Chat room's moving full speed ahead. Out of those guys, let's rank them because you needed two running backs, two receivers, and then two flex plays. So why don't we rank those running backs we just named for them?
I'll tell you, I like Ryan Grant out of that group today. I think that he's going to have an easy time of it against Tampa Bay. And, you know, Kevin Smith a little dinged up, but I like him too. I would stay away from that Slayton Moats. I don't like any part of that today. If you can avoid it, I would avoid it.
Yeah, I like Ryan Grant also. I love Ryan Grant this week. You know he's going to get the carries against the poor Tampa Bay team. As far as the others go, if I had to really choose, I guess I would roll the dice with Bradshaw. He's my favorite running back out of all these guys.
Okay.
Chat room busting out.
Okay, guys, you got us nice and busy this morning. We love it. Needs three of these guys. Which one do you eliminate between Brandon Jacobs, Jonathan Stewart, Ryan Moats, and Ricky Williams? I think the question is either Ryan Moats or Ricky Williams. And for me, I'm going to roll the dice and go with Moats. I'm going to sit Ricky Williams of the four. What do you guys think?
I would not sit or bench Ricky Williams. He's just playing too well this year. I don't know. You see, I want to avoid that. I would avoid that Houston situation there with Moats and Slayton. You don't know who's going to get the majority of the carries. I know that they're saying Moats is going to start, but I have to really see another week of it to really believe that Moats is the number one guy there. So I want to go with Ricky Williams.
Well, I mean, Williams and Moats are both going to be splitting carries, and they're probably both going to end on the short end of that. But you know, Ryan Moats did it last week. He's the flavor of the week now. I don't necessarily trust him. I'm kind of with the Reverend. I would bench him out of those guys, I think.
Okay, let's keep it moving. PPR league guys, who do you like more, Kevin Smith or Ahmad Bradshaw? That's a tough one because Bradshaw is banged up. He hasn't been catching the ball as much this year. Kevin Smith's also been banged up. A good point in the chat room, Maurice Morris is going to probably take some carries away from him.
Yeah.
Both of these guys, not the most attractive options, but if I had to choose one, like I said, I think the Giants are going to have a big day.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances with Brad.
I agree. I'll go with Brad.
I'm a little hesitant. I think today is going to be a very, very big Jacobs day. I think he's going to get fed a lot more than he has.
I agree. I think there's going to be enough to go around, though.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the Giants are going to be trying to run the ball all day. I don't know that they're necessarily going to be able to do it. There's going to be a lot of points put up in that game, I think. I got to say, I think Kevin Smith's a little banged up, but he's a tough guy. He can play a little banged up. And
He hasn't been that explosive this year.
No, he hasn't. But, I mean, really, what kind of team are we talking about here? The quarterback play is costing him. I'm going with Smith today.
Okay, need two out of the three between these guys, Marcus Colston, Dwayne Bowe, and Michael Crabtree. Crabtree starting to get some looks, starting to be in the mix now. Those of you who've been patient might finally start to reap some benefits and rewards down the stretch of the season. But for me this week, I'm not going to start Crabtree just yet. I would probably keep it to my veteran guys, Colston and Bowe. What about you?
I'm going to go with the upside here, and I love Crabtree. I like him for the rest of the season. He's suddenly become the focal point of that 49er passing game. So I'm going to go to Colston and Crabtree. I love Bowe also, but, you know, Kansas City just doesn't put up a lot of points.
I have to agree with the Reverend here. And, you know, a month ago, if you had said, oh, I want that Alex Smith to Michael Crabtree combo, people would have thought you were nuts. But, look, I don't necessarily to Bowe either, but I don't think he's going to have an awful day. I like what I've seen out of Crabtree, and I think Colston is an every week start. I don't care if they're playing a good pass defense in Carolina.
Okay, guys, how about Ryan Moats, Beanie Wells, or Cadillac Williams? Which one do you like there?
Well, you finally got me to pick Beanie Wells. I'll take Beanie Wells out of that group.
Yeah, same here. Cadillac Williams is not an attractive option.
Yeah, I ride the red hot with Beanie Wells. How about Packers defense or Seattle defense?
Packers defense.
Doesn't matter who you say after that.
Yeah, Packers defense, you got to ride them. And my IDP league, I'm looking forward to it because I have Aaron Kampman going and A.J. Hawk gets the start this week over Brandon Chillar. So A.J. Hawk back in the starting lineup. Let's see what else we got here. Let's take a second, guys. There's a lot of questions coming in about the Ryan Moats and Steve Slayton situation. Also out in Seattle, Ed James released this week. A lot of people think Justin Forsett is going to be the guy. I've been hearing that for 3 years, but great point by Taz in the chat room. And I actually have an
interview. Louis
Rankin looks like he's going to get a chance to prove himself in Seattle. I don't know if it's going to be this week, but from what I heard, before the season ends, he's going to get a chance to show what he's got. So how do you guys gauge the whole Seattle running back situation at this point? And then we'll get into some Ryan Moats and Steve Slayton. Talk about it.
Well, you got to let Rankin, the UW guy, you got to give him a shot up there. Look, to me, it's pretty evident that Julius Jones is not an every-game starting running back in the NFL. So they're wise to try to go in another direction. Forsett's been there. Why he hasn't gotten a chance yet, there may be more to that than we know. And it might be Rankin's day as soon as today. He might get carries starting today. But I think they realize that they need a new running back. But that offensive line, I mean, it's not helping anyone as far as the running back trio goes. So what they need to do first is heal up the offensive line. Then you can start auditioning running
back. Well, here's the mistake that Seattle made at the beginning of the season.
I think Curry is the mistake.
Well, and also they picked up Edgerrin James, who's well beyond his prime, and they dropped T.J. Duckett, a good running back, a good short yardage guy, goal line guy, and now they don't have one of those players. You talk about Justin Forsett. He cannot convert third and ones, fourth and ones. He's not that type of player. He's a guy that they want to use more in the passing game. Now, maybe Louis Rankin might be a little bit better in that regard. I really don't think so. And you know what I think about Julius Jones. I've never been a big fan of his. I think what you're looking at with this running game is it's a week-to-week type of thing. They're going to go with the hot hand, but there's no one player that you really want or you can really trust on a week-to-week basis.
Maybe they could have used a guy like, say, Leonard Weaver.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Can't stop, won't stop. Fantasy Football Insiders Radio, you know how we do it. Houston guys, you know, it's funny because last year Steve Slayton made us look stupid all season long. He had, you know, almost 2,000 total yards and maybe even over 2,000 total yards. And here I am like a dummy easing every week. I'm still not a believer. I'm still not a believer. And now here we are week 9, complete role reversal. Steve Slayton to the bench. Ryan Moats gets the start in case you're just waking up. Ryan Moats gets the start, but it is expected to be a timeshare type of situation there from my understanding, Ralph.
Yeah, well, what I think is going on there is, you know, I think Houston still knows that Slayton is the more talented running back, but they're going to go with the hot hand, just like they do in Seattle. Go with the hot guy, and the hot guy right now is Ryan Moats. But if you take a look at both players and compare them, Moats is a little smaller and a little slower. The problem with Slayton is that they can't trust this guy because he keeps fumbling the football. So until he gets his head screwed on straight, they're going to go with Moats. They're going to give him some carries. But I think, in reality, I think you're looking at a timeshare, And I think eventually, if Slayton gets back on track, being the same type of player he was last year, I think Slayton will reemerge as that number one back eventually.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this benching and the benching last week is basically Kubiak's way of saying, there's no other way to get through to this guy. I just got to sit him down. And Steve Slayton certainly understands that. I think he gets the majority of the carries. But you know what? Ryan Motz looks good. Slayton's averaging barely 3 yards a carry. Why not give Motz a chance and maybe some competition will wake Slayton up or at least make him hold on to the ball? Because this team now is thinking playoffs, and you can't have your running back fumbling the ball a la Tiki Barber if you expect to make the playoffs and beat the Colts.
Not only that, Motz is averaging 5 yards a carry. Slayton's averaging 3 yards a carry.
Well,
as long as that keeps happening, Ryan Motz is going to be the guy.
Small sample for Motz.
Well,
let's be fair.
Let's see how we do it. We got your questions coming, guys. Let's take them. Let's line them up and knock them down. A lot to tackle here. Jay Cutler or Joe Flacco this week? Cutler against the Steelers. Underrated injury there. His left tackle, Ryan Harris, the Notre Dame kid, he only gave up one sack last season. He will be out. I think that might cause a little problem. But you know what? Jay Cutler's in Chicago now, so it doesn't matter, baby.
Kyle
doesn't matter anymore. So Jay Cutler, who's going against the...
That's okay, because he doesn't have an offensive line anyway.
Cutler's going against the Cardinals. Flacco against the Bengals. Who do you like this week, guys?
I'll take Mr. Flacco 10 times out of 10 in this matchup. First of all, he's a better quarterback. Second of all, he's a better leader. Third of all, I like the matchup a little bit better.
I like Flacco also. The thing that worries me about Cutler each and every week is his penchant for throwing picks. So, I don't know. Unless you're in a league that doesn't penalize you for interceptions, I'm going to go with Flacco.
Jay Cutler's a joke. How about that? Need two of these guys. Smith, I believe it's Kevin Smith, Joseph Addai, Donald Driver, or Nate Burleson. Need two of those guys. Not sure if it's PPR or not, but who... out of Kevin Smith, Joseph Addai, Donald Driver, Nate Burleson, do you like?
I think today's a good day for Joseph Addai.
Yes.
I would go with Driver and Addai. I like what I've seen. If Driver is good to go, you know, check the injury report. I know he's dinged up last week, but the Packers are going to have their way with Tampa today. And I like Addai in that track meet today in the Dome.
Yeah, I like the same two guys. You know, Driver's got an easy matchup in Addai. I think they're going to need to use him a lot. There are going to be a lot of points scored. I think this is a game where multiple Colts are going to be very valuable this week to a lot of fantasy teams.
Okay, need one of these guys, Mike Bell, Beanie Wells, or Ahmad Bradshaw. Pretty balanced guys there. Which one stands out to you? Need one between Mike Bell, Beanie Wells, Ahmad Bradshaw.
You know, I think I'm going to go with Wells here, just because I think he has the most potential of getting the most carries here out of all three guys. But I like Mike Bell also. I think that's going to be an easy matchup. I think the Saints are going to be up by like over 20 points at some point, and they're going to use Mike Bell as a closer there. But I'm going to go with Wells here.
Yeah, I think I'm going with Wells. I don't like the whole Mike Bell situation. One week he'll get in the end zone, the next week he won't. And you know he's not going to get a bunch of carries, so it's always a risk. I like Beanie Wells this week. I'm not that high on Bradshaw this week, so I think by process of elimination, I would go with Beanie Wells.
That's unanimous. I like Beanie Wells as well. How about two receivers of this bunch, Calvin Johnson, Anquan Boldin, that both banged up? I would tend to lean towards playing Nate Burleson and Antonio Holmes over those two guys. What's your take?
I would definitely go with Nate Burleson, but I cannot bench Johnson. I mean, he's got a good matchup versus Seattle. That doesn't scare me. I'm going to go with Calvin Johnson and Nate Burleson.
Yeah, if it was Hines Ward, I might think about it, but I'm going with Calvin Johnson and Burleson. But, I mean, much as I love Bolden, Burleson's just playing very well, and they got a good matchup, so I'm not afraid to bench him in favor of Nate Burleson this week.
Okay, and how about over in Tennessee, guys, where Vince Young is now the starter? Do you like Justin Gage or Nate Washington moving forward? Who's the guy?
I'll let the Reverend handle that one.
And I'll flip a coin on this one. I mean, really, with Vince Young back there, look, they're going to play it safe. And, you know, the running backs are going to see a lot of action, particularly Chris Johnson. He likes to throw the ball at tight end there. I don't think you're looking at much here. If I had to take a chance on one of them, I'd say Nate Washington just because – He's been catching a lot of touchdowns this year, but if he doesn't catch touchdowns, he really doesn't give you anything else. I'd go with Nate Washington.
Nate Washington or Justin Gage. How about Bo Scaife? That's who I'll take out of that group. I would take Nate Washington. I would rather have had him at the beginning of the year. I'm going to take him again now. But, I mean, really, what are you looking at with Tennessee? They're not going to explode passing-wise. And if they do, it's a Vince Young dink, one-yard pass to Chris Johnson who runs 80 yards with it. So I don't think the receivers are going to get much done in the near future in Tennessee.
Okay, we've got a Jay Cutler fan in the chat room. You know, the guy has 11 interceptions in 7 games. You tell me how he's not a Duke. That's just me.
It's the attitude.
The guy's a clown. Yeah. You know, I watch this kid play in Denver every game. He's a loser. He'll never win. He'll always have gaudy stats. Jay Cutler, mark it down, will never be a winner.
And when his team is behind, he just totally gives up. You see that in his body. He is not a leader.
I got 2 words for you. Jeff George.
All right. So when Jay Cutler wins the Super Bowl, please call me because I retire. let's see. Where are we going? Hey, your man, 60 Minutes Man, Mike Wallace, Beanie Wells, or Cadillac? Ralph, who are you taking of the bunch?
I'm going to go with Wallace here. You know, I'll take a chance and I'll go with Wallace. I think they're going to need to go to him this week. I love the passing game that they have there in Pittsburgh, and I think that they're not going to be able to run the ball. They're going to have to throw it, and I think Wallace is going to get open for some big games.
Hit or miss, hit or miss. Who we got there again? Beanie Wells,
Beanie
Wallace.
Wells, Cadillac, Mike Wallace.
Right, I think you definitely go with Beanie Wells in this situation.
I'm a Beanie guy.
I wouldn't want to risk it. I mean, Wallace could have 2 for 90 and a touchdown, or he could have 1 for 15 and nothing. But you know Beanie Wells is going to get some touchdowns.
Well, look at it this way. Champ Bailey is probably going to – they're going to put him on Holmes, right?
Yeah.
So who are they going to put on Wallace? They're probably going to put their second-best cornerback on Ward.
Goodman on Ward.
And
then Smith, Wake Forest.
Yeah, so he doesn't scare me. He's a rookie.
Denver's playing around on defense.
Watch out, Ty Law.
You know Roethlisberger never has time to throw the ball.
All right.
In the mile high.
I make time.
In the mile high.
Yeah, Cutler has talent and he has an arm. But he's got a 2 cent. He's got a nickel floating around for a brain up there in his head. So
yeah,
you know,
Jeff George, bro. I'd say it again.
Needs 2 PPR league needs 2 players: LaDainian Tomlinson, Mike Bell, Brian Westbrook. Who do you eliminate?
I eliminate Bell pretty quickly.
I do too, as well.
Yeah.
And it's very rare that I go with LaDainian Tomlinson. How about Alex Smith or Jay Cutler? You know what? You might have me here. I might have to go with Cutler. I like Tennessee to win on the road this week at San Francisco. I think the 49ers are going to struggle. I think that magic Alex Smith to Vernon Davis is going to run out pretty quickly. I would actually go Jay Cutler because I do think the Bears are going to be down and tossing the ball. But be aware, you're going to have 2 interceptions with Cutler this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the upside is that great with Cutler, but you'd go with him because he's going to be throwing the ball all game. So.
Okay. The annual weekly question, Heath Miller or Tony Gonzalez, guys? Who do you like here?
I want to go with Tony Gonzalez here. Miller has a tough matchup versus the Broncos. The Broncos have been known to shut down tight ends. So just look at the matchup and go with Gonzalez.
Yeah. I don't know. Gonzalez has been kind of a little inconsistent for me this year.
Looked good last week.
Yeah, he looked good last week, but the week before, he's not blocking well either, by the way. And that doesn't matter to fantasy people. But I think you have to go with Gonzalez in this matchup. Although Heath Miller, you know, he could catch a touchdown, maybe even 2, and have a better fantasy week. But I think if you're going to play it by the numbers, you got to go with Gonzalez.
Okay, how would you rank these 3 wideouts this week? Anquan Boldin, Hines Ward, or Santana Moss? I know I would actually take a banged-up Boldin over a Santana Moss.
Yeah.
The question becomes, is it Boldin or is it Ward?
I'm going to go with Ward as the number one guy just because he's a little bit healthier than Boldin. And, of course, Santana Moss is a guy I wouldn't even consider.
Yeah, I agree. I would consider Santana Moss, but I think Hines Ward is by far the number one pick.
Monday Night Lights, baby. You got to ride Hines Ward on Monday Night Football. Can't pass that up. Once again, you're listening to Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. This is how we do it each and every week, 8:30 to 10 on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Check out the Fantasy Sports Channel, www.fsc.fm. I am Rick Saratella, joined by Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini, the Daily Dose Boys. You can get news and analysis from them each and every day on NFLDraftBible.com. And The return of the publication, the NFL Draft Bible. We're about 160 days away from the draft. We have a website relaunch coming up. We have a brand new publication coming out. We have a newsletter, a monthly newsletter that we're going to be doing once the new year rolls around. January is going to be All-Star Game coverage. February is going to be Combine coverage. March is going to be Pro Days. And then April, you know how we do.
Oh.
That's where it gets off the heezy at the NFL Draft Bible. So check out the NFL Draft Bible at that time. And we got one more question until we get into our next matchup. Needs two of these guys, PPR, return of the Mac, Jerry Maclin, Santonio Holmes, and that's the options, Jeremy Maclin or Santonio Holmes. Who do you guys like?
I'm going with Holmes in this. I think he's a little more reliable. I think with Westbrook back, I like Celek today a lot against the Cowboys. You know, Maclin could have two for 110 and two touchdowns, but I think Santonio Holmes, even though now to me he's a second choice in Pittsburgh, I kind of like him more than I like Maclin by a little bit.
Well, yeah, I think it's close, but I'm actually going to go with Maclin this week. I think he has a better matchup. Holmes is probably going to be covered by Champ Bailey. And the thing with Maclin is that each and every week they're getting this guy more and more incorporated into the game plan. They love how they can just throw him a screen pass, and he – just makes plays with his hands on the ball, throw him a five-yard screen, and this guy could take it to the house for 60 yards. So I like Maclin.
Yeah, I love the way they're expanding Jeremy Macklin's role out there in Philadelphia, and I would go Jeremy Maclin as well. Reverend, let's get into our second matchup of the week, where we have the Kansas City Chiefs, 1-6, suspended Larry Johnson. They cut Bobby Engram and promoted Colby Smith. So Jamaal Charles takes over as the starter as the Chiefs 1-6 roll into Jacksonville, where the Jaguars lost to those Vince Young Titans last week, 30-13. How does this one play out, Reverend?
Well, I'll tell you what. I like Mike Sims-Walker this week. Look, I know MSW had his first real stinker of the year last week thanks to the coverage of Cortland Finnegan, but also the awful play of David Garrard. I say look for him to bounce back versus a depleted Kansas City secondary, missing free safety Jared Page. The Chiefs may also be without the services of backup John McGraw. Either way, Garrard is a much better quarterback at home, and the Chiefs have no pass rush. Their defense isn't very physical as a whole, so I think Sims Walker, is going to put up some nice numbers this week. The dub here is going to be Torrey Holt. You know, he had a great matchup last week, and he blew it. I actually used him in one league, and I dropped him the next day. Holt has yet to score a touchdown, and now you have Jacksonville's younger receivers emerging around him, such as Mike Thomas. Going with Holt has no upside. He's a very risky move. Forget about him. The sleeper here is Jamaal Charles. The former Longhorn has the opportunity of a lifetime before him to become KC's feature back. Not only is Charles one of the fastest backs in the league, but he's a very good pass catcher. He's averaging 5 yards per carry. I know it's a small sample, but I think this guy has great vision. He's got great speed. And look, the Jags' run defense just can't stop anybody. You know, guys like defensive tackle John Henderson, they're washed up. I like the Jaguars in this game, though, in a close one, 27-24.
Guys, let me ask you one question here. What do we think about the future of David Garrard in Jacksonville? Are they going to stick with him? I told you
from day one it was a bad move. Byron Leftwich is a better quarterback than that guy.
I wouldn't quite go that far. But, you know, Garrard to me has looked extremely shaky this season. I thought he played well last year, but toward the end of the season. And this year, I'm not sold.
To me, Garrard is a hot and cold guy. He'll look good in some games. He looks good at home usually, but on the road, you just cannot rely on this guy on a week-to-week basis.
Well, that makes you not a good starting quarterback, and I think they're going to have a new coach next year. So,
New
coach bringing new quarterback, draft a quarterback. I don't know.
Five touchdowns, five interceptions.
Tim Tebow.
You know, there's actually a race. Speaking of the quarterbacks, I mean, hey, look, this is going to be the year of the quarterback. And if you go back, I think 2001, when it was Donovan McNabb and Cade McCown and Akili Smith, there will not be. Hey, you laugh, but there will not be an NFL draft as hyped as this quarterback class in a very long time. I mean, you have guys such as Sam Bradford, Jake Locker, Jimmy Clausen, Tony Pike, Colt McCoy, Tim Tebow, Dan LeFever. Okay, and you got a lot of guys, a lot of teams battling for that number one spot. Tampa Bay is winless. We're going to talk about them playing Green Bay next. St. Louis is in the mix. Cleveland is there. What are they going to do with Quinn? You know, Kansas City, you know, did they extend Castle there? I know it was a one-year deal. I'm not sure. But,
he's good to go.
You know, you mentioned Jacksonville.
Washington.
And then, you know, San Francisco. Who's to say they're not sold on a quarterback? And, you know, there's going to be an interesting matchup.
The Jets.
All right, guys. Let's get another one in while we can. We mentioned the Packers and the Buccaneers. And, you know, that 3-4 defense is starting to come around for Green Bay. A.J. Hawk gets the start for Brandon Chalar, who's out this week. Aaron Kampman and A.J. Hawk, I got them going in my IDP league. But the Packers, 4-3, coming off that loss to Minnesota last week, 38-26. They go to Tampa Bay, where the Bucs are winless. You know, they're coming off a bye week, so they had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Ross, could the Buccaneers finally get a win?
No, not today. I don't know if ever this season. I mean, there could be a couple of teams with a zero in their win-loss record after 16 games. Look, you got to love Green Bay's defense in this one. I mean, you got a rookie quarterback starting an ineffective offense anyway. I think Green Bay's defense is the number one defense this week. Look, Chad Clifton's coming back, and that means less pressure on Aaron Rodgers, who's going to have a big game today. You know, 31 sacks Rodgers has suffered, and you can't blame it all on the offensive line. So, A, the offensive line a little healthier will help him. B, he's just got to get rid of the ball faster. He can't hold on to the ball that long. I think Jennings and Driver, receivers at law, I think they're going to have a good game today. But I also like Ryan Grant a lot. Tampa Bay gives up the 6th most fantasy points to running backs. They're 30th in run defense. And I think Green Bay is going to have a big lead and work Ryan Grant a lot. The dud in this game, we touched on him before, Cadillac Williams. Green Bay's run defense pretty good. There's going to be a lot of Green Bay points. You add those things together, and you don't have a lot for Tampa Bay on the ground. And obviously, Derek Ward, not worth the start at this point in the season. I don't know what's going on in Tampa. They got a lot of work to do in settling out what they do have and what they don't have and what they need. I think the sleeper here, our boy JerMichael Finley, I don't think he's going to play. And it's time to acknowledge Spencer for hire. Spencer Havner, baby. He's got 3 touchdowns the past 2 weeks. I think if you're in a touchdown league, he's a fine bye week fill in the tight end. And look, I think he might get a 1-yard dink pass for a touchdown in this game. There's going to be plenty of scores to go around for Green Bay. I like the Packers, 34-6.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly in Tampa Bay. Over to the VIP line, we got 609 in the house. How you doing, Carter? Sure. What's your name? Where you from? What's on your mind?
Yo, it's Buddha, man, from South Jersey in the house. Lost my first loss last week, 7-1. But, hey, my boy Manning didn't come through. No touchdowns for Peyton. So, hey, things happen, you know what I mean? Every good dog has its day, and that was my day last week. Thank God it wasn't the playoffs, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, get it out of the way now.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Hey, my friend, 2 quick questions, if you don't mind.
Do it.
In my standard league, I'm 5-3, first place in there. Question again. I got the Homo Romo, and I got Schaub. I need one of those two is my first question. Then I got a running back question with 10-point touchdowns between my 4 guys. I need 2. Could I get some quarterback advice first, please?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, I go right off the bat with you. I'm never putting my faith in Tony Romo in a big game. He's playing Philadelphia this week. That means he's going to come up short. I go Matt Schaub. What about you guys?
Yeah, we touched upon it before. I'm going to go with Matt Schaub here. He's going up versus a depleted Indianapolis secondary. You're going to go. You have to go with Schaub.
It's been too long since Romo's had an awful game, and in Philly is a place to do it. I don't like him at all today.
Okay, yeah, that's what it scares me because I know sometimes usually he has 1-300 game against Philly every year. Usually it's the first game, not the second, because at the end of the year he kind of jokes. So he's been helping me out. I've been Romo since week probably 3 on. Last week I did go with Romo. He did help me win, thank God, by 4 points. So I was thinking Schaub, too. I'm going against a guy who's got a nice lineup. He's about 30 points ahead of me on the CBS thing. So my next question is 10-point rushing touchdown. I got Pierre Thomas, Mike Bell, Beanie Wells, and McCoy. I need 2 of them. I'm leaning towards Mike Bell and Thomas myself, but again, your opinion, I really appreciate.
I think this one's easy. I think you go with Pierre Thomas and you go with Wells.
Yeah, I'm with the Reverend. McCoy and Bell don't do anything for me compared to the other two. Give me the number one guys who are going to get the most touches.
Yeah, I mean, I see your logic with the PT Cruiser and Mike Bell. You kind of ensure yourself, but that at the same time, you're almost handicapping yourself because you're putting all your eggs in one basket. If that combination doesn't work out for you, you're screwed. So I would actually go, like what these guys said, I always like the touches, and touches means more upside and more opportunity to score. So I like Pierre Thomas and Beanie Wells myself, just because those are the featured guys.
And by the way, man, I would look, find the cow. There's always a Cowboy fan in every fantasy league. Trade Romo to the guy. You don't need both those guys.
Guys, I've been trying to, man. Nobody in our league. There's only been one trade all year in our league. I was trying to get.
Well, hey, you got to remember, this guy's from Jersey. It's an East Coast league. The book is out on Romo. We know about this guy.
Keep Romo around for another week, though, because you got his buy coming
exactly.
up. So.
Exactly. That's why I'm keeping him, because I got one of them before. I'm playing him next week, so I need him there. But my big thing is I tried to get a guy who's 2-6 I beat up last week, who I'm trying to get Andre Peterson. I was going to give him Pierre Thomas and Devin Hester, and he should take him because he's going to be in a trash bowl at the end of the year. And you start your whole lineup, it would benefit him. But I don't know what this guy's thinking about, but he's I don't know. So,
there's only
I'm
one thing to do. Smash the competition, baby. Always love a call from Jersey.
Thanks, guys. You take care, man. It's been a pleasure. Best of luck to you on Sunday. Thanks again for your voice.
All right, good luck.
And we'll talk again next week. Have a good one, my friend. Take
Appreciate
care.
Appreciate that. Yep.
Bye-bye.
South Jersey in the house, like we do about this time. Hopefully, you West Coast people are.
I heard a little Texas in his voice.
I don't know. Yeah. West Coast, are you with me? 9/11, not a good number, but that's what time I got here. This is Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show. We got a lot of games to get into. We're going to get some more questions in quickly. Need two of these guys, Lawrence Maroney, LeSean McCoy, Marion Barber, Santonio Holmes. Which two do you guys like? I believe this is PPR league. So I go Santonio Holmes, and I'll probably take a risk and go with Barber over those other guys.
Agreed. I'm with you, Barber and Holmes.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, need to drop a player. Felix Jones, Ryan Moats, Steve Slayton, Ahmad Bradshaw, Johnny Knox, Matt Ryan.
Say it again?
Felix Jones, Ryan Moats, Steve Slayton, Ahmad Bradshaw, Johnny Knox, Matt Ryan, Carson Palmer is his other quarterback. Which guy do you cut?
Well, as much as I love this guy, I think the guy I would cut, or at least try to trade, is Bradshaw. He's got that bad foot. If somebody steps on that foot, that's it. He's done. He's done for the year. So, I think he's a risky guy to hold on to, actually.
Yeah, I'd probably look to deal Moats. When's his value going to be higher? He started, had a great week last week. I've tried to trade him. And really, you're talking about three guys here, Moats, Felix Jones, and Bradshaw. Moats, you don't know what's going to happen. And Jones and Bradshaw are always hurt. And, you can't. I don't think you can cut any of those other guys. I like Johnny Knox, and obviously you're not going to cut Matt Ryan. Try to work a two-for-one trade. Trade Ryan and Bradshaw for something outstanding. I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah, a lot of comments coming in about our Beanie Wells endorsement. We'll talk more about that when we cover the Cardinals and Bears a couple games away. Next up, Reverend, we have Miami at New England. The Patriots have a boatload of players out. Including Fred Taylor and a bunch of other guys, Julius Edelman, and I got a list here. I'll rattle off the names for you in a second. Jason Ferguson and Shannon Crowder out for the Dolphins. Ronnie Brown throwing the ball more. Miami at New England, take it away, Reverend.
Well, my 24-carat stud here is Wes Welker. Welker has scored in each of his last three games. He's posted back-to-back 100-yard performances. Look, he's Brady's favorite receiver. He's going up against a banged-up Dolphins secondary with two rookies at cornerback. Channing Crowder, Jason Ferguson are both out for that Miami defense. So I love Wes Welker this week. And then Chad Henne is another guy that I'm going to pick as a dud here. Henne struggled in his first game on the road last week. Don't even think about using him versus a hot defense. The Patriots are allowing the fifth least passing yards per game. And my sleeper here is that Patriots defense. This unit has been coming on lately by allowing 7 points over the past two games with 3 sacks, 8 turnovers. So you go with them. I love New England in this game. 34-17. I don't think Miami has the guys to hang with Tom Brady and company.
I don't know. Wasn't it the game that the Wildcat came out last season in week number 6 where the Dolphins had that stunner against the Patriots? And
I think New England's had a long time to prepare for this one. They're coming off a bye. So.
They're coming off a bye, but they're without Edelman. They're without Fred Taylor, Sammy Morris, Matt Light, Jarvis Green. A lot of guys banged up on that.
They got the X Factor, Sam Aiken, baby.
Hey.
Digging in the crates, quickly before we get into our next matchup, guys, are you with me when I say Willie Parker should not even be considered an option this week?
I
would
agree.
Go Felix Jones clear-cut over
yes.
Willie Parker.
No doubt.
Yes, I agree, but I'm not thrilled about starting Felix Jones today.
No, and if there's other options, I would definitely explore them, but Felix Jones over Willie Parker, we're in agreement. Between Ahmad Bradshaw, Jonathan Stewart, and Reggie Bush, Ross, which one running back do you like there?
Wow. I'd probably go with turf toe Johnny Stewart.
I don't love Johnny Stewart, but I like him a little bit better than those other guys.
Yeah, I think Carolina, and we'll talk about that, that's actually my upset special of the week.
So
I like Jonathan Stewart to have 2 touchdowns today. I'm taking Jonathan Stewart over Bradshaw and Reggie Bush.
On the road? Wow. I don't
know. That doesn't seem to matter in that division, man. The road teams always seem to put points up in those games, the Falcons, the Saints, the Panthers.
Let me ask you this, Ross. Your boy Taz in the chat room.
Uh-oh.
Brandon Tate or Sam Aiken?
Oh, my Lord. You know what? I'm going to go with Brandon Tate today. He's my deep guy today. I've loved the guy for years. And I like Sam Aiken. You know, that was a one-time thing a couple weeks ago. I hit the lottery with that, but I like Brandon Tate going forward, especially if you're in return yardage or anything like that. I think he's an all-around guy. I think slowly but surely, Belichick finds a way to get him the ball in unique situations. I wouldn't be surprised to see him take a Wildcat snap.
Hey, this. Now, let's get into the Houston Texans at Indianapolis Colts, Ross. And, you know, we've been talking about the Steve Slayton, Ryan Moats situation all show. Pierre Garçon might actually miss the game. He's questionable this week. This could be the week to start Austin Collie since Gonzalez is still out. Reggie Wayne's a little dinged up, but he'll play. On the defensive side, the Colts are going to be without Bob Sanders and Marlon Jackson for the rest of the season. Wow. Big dent in their championship hopes. So let's talk about stud duds and sweepers for the Texans at Colts.
Not that difficult to do with these two teams. You know, you got the trio of Manning, Dallas Clark, and Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne, to me, good to go. He's a little banged up, but he'll be fine. I think Matt Schaub, Andre Johnson, obviously good plays. And I think you're going to now see more Andre Johnson now that Owen Daniels is out. But the guy I like here who's not an every-week guy that I like is Joseph Addai. He's going to hit double-digit fantasy points this week, and I'm not even sure if Donald Brown's going to play today. I know he practiced. I know they said he was well, but then he, on Friday, kind of had a little bit of a setback. I'm not sure what to do with him, but I am sure that Joseph Addai is going to be running wild. This is going to be a track meet today. I don't like the Houston running backs. It's just a situation that if I had an alternative, I would go with the alternative. Moats, Slayton. Look, Moats is going to start. Slayton's probably going to get more touches, but the split carries with Moats, and then you got Chris Brown in there to steal random carries for some odd reason. And look, what I'm telling you, a Colorado guy shouldn't be getting the ball. You know he shouldn't be getting the ball. The sleeper, this one, I don't know how much of a sleeper he is now, but Kevin Walter, he's the number 2 guy now that Daniels is gone. There's going to be lots of passing, lots of scoring. And look, I think Walter's got a shot at a very good fantasy day. You know, something like 7 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown. I easily see him exceeding those numbers. You never know. I like Indianapolis, but I think this game's going to be close. I see it 31-28, Indy.
Wow. Okay. Colts 7-0, Texans 5-3. Could it be a changing of the guard? Methinks not. I like the Indianapolis Colts big. Mm-hmm. 34-24.
You see him last week?
All right, guys. Moving right along, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. This is how we do it each and every week, Sunday morning, 8:30 to 10 on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Check us out, www.fsc.fm. I want to let you know, All Access Football Radio broadcast shows all week long. Go to blogtalkradio.com, do key search, All Access Football. You'll see our daily programming. We got shows galore all week long. NFLDraftBible.com. That's how we do it. Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini taking you around the league, mystery, intrigue. This is how we do it. NFLDraftBible.com. If I didn't tell you the first time, NFLDraftBible.com. Check it out, NFLDraftBible.com.
What is it?
let's see. Heath Miller or Antonio Gates in a PPR this week?
Oh, this one's easy. Antonio
Gates. You
gotta
go with Gates, yeah. That soft, the middle, underbelly of the Giants there.
So not Moles, but you gotta go to Gates. Arizona at Chicago. Let's talk about this one. First off, Reverend, before you break this one down, let's talk to the people a little bit because this was a pretty hot topic in the chat room as to changing of the guard. We believe Beanie Wells is the feature back. Tim Hightower is getting faded out of the mix there. How do you see the situation?
Well, the way I see it is, you know, you have to see how things develop for the Arizona Cardinals in each game that they're playing. You know, when they're trying to come back from behind, they're going to put Hightower in there a little bit more often because they like throwing him the football, especially in those screen passes underneath. But if they're playing from ahead, you know the guy they're going to go to is Beanie Wells. He's just a much better runner. He's a lot more explosive. I think he's a stronger back. So I think going forward, I think the coaching staff is going to try their darndest to make Wells that number one go-to guy, you know, sort of like MB3 was last year when he was healthy for the Dallas Cowboys. So that's the way I would see it. So unless the Cardinals really fall behind and try to come back, I think Beanie Wells is the guy that's going to get more touches.
Not only that, I mean, if you've been watching the Cardinals the last couple weeks, I mean, Beanie Wells is running like he's never ran before. I mean, he looks more like the man than he did at Ohio State. And when this guy is healthy, he is going to get the job done. Now, the key word is when this guy is healthy. Right now, he is. Right now, he has 238 rushing yards, averaging 4.2 a carry. Tim Hightower, 206 rushing yards, averaging 3.3 a carry. Right now, Tim Hightower has 5 touchdowns. Beanie Wells has 1. I look for those numbers, that touchdown number, to be a role reversal in the second half of the season. And again, you got to ride Beanie Wells while he's hot.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And look, I like Beanie Wells, but we're not in love with the guy. Because there are games where Arizona just flat out will not run the ball, like last week.
That's
they
right.
get down sometimes, and they abandon the run, and they stay to the pass, and, you know, Wells will have a 5 or 6 carry day. And you can't rely on that. What we're saying is, compared to some of the other options that are out there, Wells' upside is greater than that.
Well, look, bottom line is, if you think Arizona is going to win, you start Wells.
All right, well, Rev, the Cardinals are 4-3. Going into Chicago, they've had a lot, you know, huge more success this season than they did last season on the road, something they've really emphasized on. So the Cardinals 4-3 heading into the Bears 4-3. Big, big matchup in terms of playoff position in the NFC. The Bears last week blowing out the Browns and the Cardinals coming off a loss there against Carolina. How does this one play out?
Well, Devin Hester's been a guy who's been a little banged up, but it looks like he's going to play. So unless something unforeseen happens where he doesn't play, I think he's a stud. If he's healthy, he's ready to go. He's developing good chemistry with Jay Cutler. He's making catches all over the field. As long as Hester's ankle makes him healthy enough to start, he has a good matchup versus Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, who, while very talented, is susceptible to the big play. And Hester's just one of those guys who could take it to the house if you give him one step. I like Arizona's defense in this one also. You know, Cleveland absolutely beat up Jay Cutler, behind an awful Bears offensive line. Cleveland had 4 sacks and several hits on Cutler, so look for a much better Cardinal front 7 to administer pain to number 6. The dud here is Matt Forte. I think last week's 2 touchdown performance versus Cleveland was fool's gold. Chicago's awful offensive line makes Forte a good matchup versus only lesser teams. He's still only averaging 3.5 yards per carry. Arizona's defenders are a little quicker at shooting the gaps than Eric Mangini's bunch, so I don't have a lot of faith in Matt Forte this week. And the sleeper here, we mentioned him, we talked about him all show, it's Beanie Wells. He's not there yet, but he's coming on. I expect the Cards to be up in this game. I expect them to continue giving the bruising back or making him a bigger part of the offense. I like Arizona big time here, 30-16 over Chicago.
I'm right with you, Reverend. I think Arizona's going to win this game easily. And
Bears are tough to figure out.
Yeah, you're going to see Jay Cutler and Kurt Warner, the tale of two tales, why Kurt Warner gets the job done and why Jay Cutler doesn't. You're going to see it today firsthand. B be a witness to it. We got a question coming in. Needs two of these players, I guess, for his flex position. He starts two guys, gave us a boatload of names. Tell me which two players stand out to you. John Carlson, Brett Celek, Johnny Knox, Hakeem Nicks, Santonio Holmes, and then Austin Collie, Ahmad Bradshaw, and he has the Ryan Moats and Steve Slayton combination. Ross, any two guys?
What does that mean? You could play them both as one guy? Like, if you can do that somehow, I would play them, and I would play Collie. I like Taz's boy, Austin Collie, today. If you can play both those running backs, if you just get
two players, I mean, you know.
But I don't, you know, then I wouldn't go there. I'd go probably Holmes and Collie, or maybe Knox and Collie.
Mm. I'm going to go with Collie, and I'm going to go with Mr. Johnny Carlson here. I love that matchup versus Detroit. It's too easy. They're going to put up a lot of points.
I'm going to go Mr. Knox, Johnny Knox, because Devin Hester's a little banged up. Hester's still going to start. He's still going to play. He's still going to be in the mix. I just like Johnny Knox this week. And my other guy, I'm going to go Austin Collie because the time is right. The time is now for Austin Collie. Pierre Garçon, probably not going to play. Anthony Gonzalez is out. Reggie Wayne's banged up. So I'm going to go Collie and Knox there for my two guys on that one. PPR League, it needs to bench a guy. Austin Collie, Steve Smith of the Giants, Santana Moss, and Johnny Knox. I think we're all in a big agreement when we say Santana Moss is the guy that you bench there.
It's just famine, feast, and he kills you.
And it's just an awful offense he's in. Those Redskins are unwatchable.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, Atlanta gives up a big player to a game, but I don't know. I think of those guys, you got to bench them off.
Taz is making a big case for Hakeem Nicks. Hey, look, I like the kid, but the fact is there's too many wide receivers in the mix for my liking in New York. You got Steve Smith, you got Marion Manning, you got Kevin
Carlson. I don't trust Eli Manning.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm with Taz on this. I like Nicks over those other receivers you mentioned. You know, Manningham's a little banged up, and he's not exactly a reliable guy. And I think overall, as a talent, I think Nicks is a lot better than Hickson. So if you're looking to take a gamble there, you know, in a flex spot or as a third or fourth receiver, I would go with Nicks this week.
Guest 193, Chris Henry has absolutely zero fantasy value, in my opinion. David Garrard, Alex Smith, two guys we talked about earlier in the show. If you had to pick one for this week, who would you go with?
I'm going to go with Garrard because, as I mentioned before, he plays a lot better when he's at home. He's got an easy matchup versus a depleted KC secondary. So I'm going to go with him this week.
This is it. If Garrard can't do it this week, I'm recommending him never again. I think this is the last week I'm going to go with him if he doesn't perform.
Manningham is a go as far as I know. Non-PPR guys, Kevin Smith, Jamal Charles, Ronnie Brown, and Cedric Benson. He needs two. To me, this is a no-brainer, Ronnie Brown and Cedric Benson.
Agreed. I don't care what Baltimore says. The guy has shown the skills this year.
Yeah.
Guys, we mentioned Brandon Tate and Sam Aiken against the Dolphins today.
I love that we're talking about the Sam Aiken.
Hey, Thanksgiving's still a couple weeks away, but any leftovers for them this week? Would you actually consider starting them? And we don't know the depth of the league, but do you think there's a touchdown for Brandon Tate or Sam Aiken this week?
Yeah, sure. I think it's always a possibility. Look, I mean, when you have like a bunch of B-level receivers, the first thing you need to do is look at the quarterbacks. And when your quarterback is Tom Brady, sure, there's always a chance that any of those receivers can score a touchdown.
I agree.
Todd Heap or Miller at tight end, I'm going to assume that's Heath Miller. Todd Heap or Heath Miller, guys, who do you like here?
I'm going with Heath Miller myself. Though I've been impressed with what Todd Heap's put on the field today, and I think Baltimore wins that game. But I like Heath Miller's reliability this season. I think he's been pretty solid.
I just don't like the matchup for Miller this week going up versus that Denver defense. They usually shut down the opposing tight end. I'm going to go with Heath.
All right. Mike Clark in the house. Welcome to the show. Wants to know, he has a tough time benching Big Ben. But he loves your guy, Rev, Matt Hasselbeck, this week. Is this the week that he benches Big Ben in favor of Matt Hasselbeck?
Look, I like Matt Hasselbeck, too, but when your choices are Matt Hasselbeck or Ben Roethlisberger, I'm going to go with Big Ben every time.
Hard to argue with that.
I got to say, it's difficult to pull the trigger, But I think I would this week, guys. I think Hasselbeck has a huge game against Detroit, and I don't know how well Roethlisberger is going to play Monday night. Man, it's a tough call.
You know what?
It's a tough call, but I think I'd do it.
I think Hasselbeck had a big week a couple weeks ago against the Jaguars, was it? I could be wrong, but Hasselbeck had one big game. I think this is the second big game he has. He's not going to have many of them this season, but against Detroit, I like Hasselbeck.
It's tough, though.
It is tough, but I got to go Hasselbeck this week. That's just me. And I also have to go Austin Colley over Anquan Boldin this week at 194.
Yes, agreed.
So what the hell,
you know, Bolden's banged up. Really, the Cardinals should really look to rest this guy a couple weeks. Get him healthy. Bring him back. Early Doucette is the guy who will be activated if Boldin doesn't go, so just keep an eye on that situation. Flacco or Romo, I'm going Flacco over Romo there.
I agree. I think Joe Flacco's got a great matchup today, and I'm just waiting for Romo to give it away against the Eagles.
And not only that, you know, the Cowboys just cannot win in Philly. You take a look at Andy Reid's record versus the Dallas Cowboys ever since he became coach there of the Eagles. He's 14-6. And on the road, the Cowboys just cannot play with the Eagles.
Okay, we're going to talk about Joe Flacco some more in a second because we're going to break down the Ravens at Bengals. But one more quickie, Nate Burleson or Dallas Clark this year. Dallas Clark is having a career year. What's your take on this one?
Very close. I'm going to go with Dallas Clark just because I think the Colts are going to score more points this week.
I think I have to agree there. So, Ross, Baltimore at Cincinnati, and we've been talking about this matchup, and back in, what was it, week number four, Cincinnati actually beat the Ravens 17-14. I predict that one. Thank you very much. We got a rematch here as the Ravens 4-3 going to the Bengals 5-2, and let's be honest, the loser here is going to have a tough time finding their way back into the playoff hunt, especially if Baltimore loses. It'll be 4-4.
Tough losses for the Ravens lately.
Take it away.
Yeah, you know, Baltimore trying to get some revenge on the road in Cincy. I think it'll happen. I like Joe Flacco and I like Carson Palmer in this one. I think they're both very usable, but I don't really think either one is that far inside the top 10, if inside the top 10 at all. So I wouldn't expect too much. I like the two running backs here. I love Ray Rice. I love Cedric Benson here. Rice is being used more now. He's racking up stats. We haven't heard Willis McGahee's name in the last few weeks. And Ray Rice doesn't need one big play to have a good fantasy day. He's becoming a volume fantasy running back. And we know, and we've heard all week, Ray Lewis chirping about Cedric Benson going over 100 last time and how they're going to do this and do that. Look, they can be fired up to stop him, but I don't think they stop him completely, and I don't think they stop him from getting into the end zone. So don't even hesitate to play Cedric Benson against the supposedly rough and rugged Ravens D. I think the dud in this game, I don't like Lavernius Coles, man. I think he's finished in Cincinnati. I don't like him at all. He's putting up 34 yards, 24 yards, 40 yards, 37 yards. Not really looking for that out of a fantasy guy on a weekly basis. I know he scored last week, but the yardage and targets are just too much of a concern to bother with. Look, you know, I'd start Sam Aiken over him today. In this one, you know what? I'm going to take a roll of the dice as far as the sleeper goes, and I'm going to go with the Cincinnati defense. Joe Flacco's going to have a decent day, but I just have a feeling Cincinnati's going to get a return, an interception return for a TD, a punt return for a TD. I have a feeling something wild is going to happen in the jungle today, although I do think Baltimore will win 21-20. I think Cincinnati's defense will put a touchdown up.
Yeah, I like Baltimore to win this game as well. While you were speaking, Ross, we got a boatload of questions coming in from the chat room. You mentioned Cincinnati's defense. Do you like them more than you like the Giants this week going up against the Chargers?
Oh, good Lord, yes. I don't like the Giants' defense at all today.
And by the way, the Giants are starting Aaron Rouse at strong safety.
Yeah, he's got to be better than Can't Cover Brown, baby.
Well, wow. I don't know.
Another one that came in earlier, Pittsburgh defense or Seattle defense. Seattle faces Detroit, Pittsburgh faces Denver. Who do you like there?
No, you got the Roethlisberger Hasselbeck, and now you got the defenses. Wow. I'd actually go with Seattle's D today.
I agree.
I disagree. I go with Pittsburgh.
I don't like them in Mile High on the road.
I'll tell you what, with Calvin Johnson back, I think Detroit is going to score at least a couple of touchdowns in that game.
You think Denver's not at home on Monday night?
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
Okay, guys, we've got to keep it moving. Ralph, you broke down the Cardinals-Bears earlier. What's your prediction on Matt Forte this week? What do you foresee there?
Ooh. Matt Forte, when he goes up against quality teams, I don't foresee a lot out of him. If I were to venture a guess, I'd probably go with, about 50 yards and maybe three receptions.
Okay, Jason Witten or Vernon Davis this week, guys? Vernon Davis been on fire since Alex Smith took over. Who do you like more this week?
I'm going to go with Jason Witten. I know he hasn't been having a great season, but I think, the one thing that Philly cannot do is cover tight ends, and that's a great matchup for Witten this week.
Yeah, if Kevin Boss was able to shake loose and do what he did last week in that pathetic loss the Giants had, I think Witten's due for a big day, and I still cannot trust Vernon Davis.
Okay, Nate Burleson or Ryan Moats, fellas? Do you go with Moats here?
I go with Burleson here.
Burleson.
I might roll the dice and go with Moats if I have a nice cushioning lead in my fantasy football league. Marion Barber or Jamal Charles, guys? Do you roll the dice and go with Jamal Charles upside here?
I do not. I would start Barber.
It's a tough call, but I'd start.
I think
Barber.
Jamal Charles is going to get a chance to shine and see what he can do this week. I'm going to go with Jamal Charles. Ralph?
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards Charles.
Okay. Ahmad Bradshaw or Mike Bell? Do we all agree Bradshaw over Bell this week?
I agree. I'm not high on Mike Bell.
I think I'll go with Bell this week. I think he has a better chance of scoring a touchdown.
All right, that guy gets five touches a game. I can't go
there.
I'd rather
go with George Bell.
PPR league, Austin Collie or Clinton Portis? Who do you like there?
Austin Collie.
I'm not going to go that far. I'm going to take Portis.
Yeah, I like Collie this week, but you know what? Portis is due for a big bust that week. I'm not going to go
all
cute
and funny.
I don't
like that offense, man.
I'm not going to be the guy this week that benches Portis and then he runs wild, you know. How about no Sean Moreno or Beanie Wells? There's an interesting one. We've been on the Beanie Wells bandwagon all morning. I kind of like no Sean Moreno here, though.
Wow. I don't like Moreno's matchup at all. I think it's a tough call, but I think I'd go with Wells in this one.
I think I'm leaning towards Wells, too.
Okay, Dwayne Bowe, Brandon Marshall, or Hakeem Nicks? How do you rank these guys?
I say Marshall is definitely the pick of that litter, and I think Nicks is the distant third. I kind of like Brandon Marshall this week.
I think Bowe and Marshall are the more reliable guys. I think Nicks makes a nice sleeper, so I'd probably go with Bowe and Marshall.
I go Marshall, Nicks, and Bowe in that order. We got Mike Bell with Jamal Charles, non-PPR. Jamal Charles.
That's easy, Charles.
Definitely. Man, Mike Bell, go look at the numbers over the course of the season. The guy finds the end zone a couple times, but let's relax with Mike Bell.
East Coast Gamblers in the house.
Oh, no.
Any czar advice? Come on.
Shouldn't he be picking up someone off the waiver wire?
I'm going to throw this one over to you, Rev. He wants to know, what do you expect from Jay Cutler this week against the Cardinals?
You know, as I said before, Jay Cutler, I think you can mark him down for at least a couple of interceptions, but I do think, you know, Chicago's going to need to throw the ball around a lot. I don't like their running game at all. So I think he's good for about 250 yards. I think he's going to throw one or two touchdowns, but I think he'll also throw two interceptions.
And at flex position, he's in a bind here. Miles Austin, Pierre Thomas or Miles Austin. Who do you like in that one?
So that's Miles Austin or Pierre Thomas?
Yeah, Austin against the Eagles or Pierre Thomas against the Panthers. That's a tough one.
I'm going to go
with Pierre Thomas.
Me too.
I kind of like Austin myself. I'll ride the red hot. So there you go. And I hope you're nice and confused because I'm trying to – that's the commission, one of our keeper leagues. He's actually ahead of me, so we're trying to take him down. So who knows if we're really giving the right advice.
Holland.
MSW, I guess that's Mike Sims-Walker, Austin Collie, or TJ Houshmandzadeh from Guest 194. Who do you like there?
Forget Houshmandzadeh, man.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a tough call.
I'm going Sims-Walker.
I have to go with Sims-Walker.
Every week I say I don't like Sims-Walker, he's proven me wrong. He's finally won my confidence. As much as I like Kylie this week, Mike Sims-Walker has to be the guy there. Let's see. Big Ben or Kurt Warner this week, guys?
Wow.
I'm going to go Warner because I believe they're going to win easily.
Yeah, I think they are too, but Ben always seems to amass statistics. I'm going to go with Warner here, but I think it's pretty close. You can't be crazy either way.
Yeah, I think it's a flip of a coin type of decision here. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go with Big Ben. I think if the Steelers want to win that game on Monday night, it's going to be on his shoulders. So look for another magical performance from Mr. Roethlisberger.
Another couple of crazy picks and some sacks.
The last I heard, Beatman, Antonio Brown is not going to play. I don't know what the latest is, but the last I heard, we'll try to get an update there. Antonio Brown looks like he is not a go. Taz is saying he will go, so we'll try to get that cleared up for you. Let's see, what else? Would anyone here trade Matt Forte for Steve Slayton right now? I wouldn't.
No way.
No.
No way.
No. Look, I don't like Matt Forte's matchup over the next month, but at least you know he's the only option there in that backfield.
I think it's safe to say, though, would you go Austin Collie over Antonio Bryant? Donald Driver, you guys have an opinion on that guy?
Yeah, he's got a great matchup. I think a lot of those Packers do.
He's talking about a neck injury. Wasn't that a couple years ago?
No, it was last week he was banged up.
Yeah, but it looks like he's ready to go.
He practiced Friday, man. He's fine. I wouldn't be concerned about him. He's got a great matchup. Both those receivers are going to have good games.
Okay, now it's time for my upset special of the week, and that would be the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
3-4, coming off a win against the Cardinals, looking to make some noise in the NFC.
They're
not dead yet. John Fox is not going to go without a fight. The Saints, 7-0, still undefeated. Can Carolina get it done, Ralph? Break it down. Stud does and sleepers.
Well, sorry, I'm trying to gather my notes here. Well, I'll tell you what. The guy that really, really shocked me this year is the tight end Jeremy Shockey. It's shocking that he's been productive this far into the season and that he's still healthy. You know, don't be a stat geek who benches Shock Jock because Carolina doesn't allow many yards to tight ends. Look, Shockey has had at least 4 receptions in every game this year. He's averaging over 50 yards per game. He brings a little stability at a tight end position where it's hard to find consistency. So I'm going to go with Jeremy Shockey as my stud. I also love the New Orleans defense here. I think it's a no-brainer. The Saints defense has scored more touchdowns than any other defense in the league. And now the unit comes face-to-face with Mr. Jake Delhomme. I think it's a no-brainer, as I said. The dud here, it's a guy that I endorsed last week, and he came up short, a guy who's been hurt, and that's Mr. Lance Moore, Ross's guy.
There you go.
Hey, look, I've been waiting for this guy to take off, but with the exception of his performance versus the Giants, Moore has failed to catch more than 2 passes all season in any one game. And by the way, he's been formally ruled out with a high ankle sprain, so if you have him in your lineup, take him out. He's not going to play this weekend anyway. And even if he did, I wouldn't have liked him anyway. And then Reggie Bush is another guy who I consider a dud. Yes, he has scored in each of his last 3 games, but he's only averaging 6.5 touches per game over the past 4 weeks. He's only putting up about 20 yards per game. To me, if he doesn't score, he's a total zero. Too risky to start as a flex option, in my opinion. And the sleeper here, I'm going to go with Mike Bell. You know why? Because I think the Saints are going to be up in this game. I think they're going to bring in Mr. Bell as the closer. I think he can score you a cheap 1-yard touchdown. I love New Orleans in this game, despite what Rick says. I like New Orleans at home, 38-20. I don't see a letdown because Drew Brees won't allow it.
Oh. All right. I think the running game of Carolina is going to have something to say about that. A couple quick hitters before we get into our next matchup. Do we all agree Jeremy Maclin over Derek Mason this week?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. I like Mason this week.
Okay. How about Falcons defense or Chargers defense?
The Falcons defense.
Falcons.
Okay. There you go. Let's get into our next one. Rostradamus rubbed that crystal ball.
Big time.
Detroit Lions still searching for their 2nd win of the season. We mentioned the Seahawks 2-5 at home. Louis Rankin, deep sweeper, keep an eye on him. Louis Rankin at running back, just keep an eye on him. Seahawks 2-5 coming off that disappointing loss against Dallas 38-17 last week. Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford both considered a go. Take it away.
Yeah, I don't think Detroit's finding their 2nd win here. Even with Seattle's offensive line trouble, I still think they're going to win this game at home against Detroit's atrocious pass defense. And I like Matt Hasselbeck and Nate Burleson in this one. I think Burleson has hits the century mark, finds the end zone. Although I think somehow so will Megatron. I think Calvin Johnson looked pretty solid in practice this week from what I'm hearing. He's going to find room versus that banged-up Seattle secondary. They're going to be able to get on the scoreboard. But, look, the fact that I'm not mentioning Julius Jones as a stud in this game against Detroit's awful defense, that speaks to what I think of him. And I think this is the week for some other guys to get some carries. But and Rick just sold my punchline a couple minutes ago, but I'll get to that in a minute. The dud for me is T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Last 2 weeks, 34 yards, 24 yards. He's whining on the sidelines. He's throwing his helmet. He cannot be relied upon even in a bye week. I would not start him at all this week. Another guy I like, I forgot to mention, is John Carlson. I've been kind of down on him all year, and rightfully so. He's been used to block more than anything else. But I think this week against Detroit, they're not going to need him to block as much. I could see him going 5 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown very easily. The sleeper this week is Louis Rankin. I think that he is going to get a significant amount of carries. I think Seattle will be comfortably ahead in the fourth quarter. I think at least there's some garbage time for him. If you need a deep sleeper in a bye week, if you got a guy hurt, you got a guy in a bye week, I think you dig deep and go for Louis Rankin.
Not only that, even if you have a roster spot to play around with and just stock him on your bench,
yeah,
wait and see in future weeks down the stretch, this kid is legitimate. He's got the size. He's got the speed. Does he have the knee? Let's keep it moving here. Reverend Tennessee, your boy, B.Y., you know, upsets Jacksonville last week. The Titans put up 30 points on the Jaguars, get their first W. They will go traveling to San Francisco looking for their second W. We had someone in the chat room saying that the 49ers defense is going to create havoc for the Titans. 49ers 3-4 in desperate need of a win to stay in the playoff hunt in the thick of things. Take it away, Stud Dudson, sleeper style.
I'll tell you what, I love Michael Crabtree this week. The rookie is off to a fast start with 11 receptions for 137 yards in his first 2 games. Start him as your flex or your number 3 receiver this week versus a Tennessee defense allowing the highest amount of fantasy points to receivers per game. He's already the focal point of the 49er passing game and should see a number of slam passes go his way. The dud here is Bo Scaife. Look, I liked him last week. But that was against the Jaguars, and now he's on the road. I wouldn't trust Scaife versus better defenses, especially on the road. Scaife is averaging less than 30 yards per contest, and plus, he's going to be splitting duties with the bloated Algie Crumpler and Jared Cook. If you want a deep sleeper at tight end and you have nowhere to turn, I would rather go with Brandon Pettigrew this week over Bo Scaife. And I'll tell you, the other dud here is Vince Young. The Titans are going to play it safe with him, so I don't look for huge numbers out of VY.
Oh, they got nothing to lose, though. Why would they play it safe?
Well, that's because that's the way they play. I don't think they trust this guy to throw the ball deep.
Play to win the game.
15 out of 18 passes he completed.
For what?
Yeah.
For what, 20 yards?
Exactly. He doesn't. He's not
child,
throwing the ball
please.
Down the field. He's not throwing the ball down the field. I'll tell you, the sleeper here is Alex Smith. Look, if you're a Brett Favre owner and you need a bye week filler, I think Smith has a chance here. He's going up versus a poor secondary, and the coaching staff showed confidence in him by calling 36 pass plays and 18 runs versus Indy last week. I like San Francisco in this one, 29-14.
I like that score.
Okay, Louis Rankin is not going to start yet, but from what we heard, he will get an opportunity to showcase his talent. So keep him on the back burner. Rankin or Felix Jones quickly this week, Ross?
Louis Rankin.
Okay, Ralph, which receiver do you eliminate between Hines Ward, Greg Jennings, Dwayne Bowe, Jeremy Maclin, Nate Burleson? Who do you get rid of?
Bowe.
Okay, that was Ross with the child, please. And he's going to break it down now. The residential New York Giants guru, Chargers, coming into the G-Man. G-Man, man, they've been really disappointing me and probably you so even more. Break it down for the people now.
Oh, man, I am not ready for this today. Look, I think Brandon Jacobs has a big, big day against that soft, and I do mean soft, San Diego run defense. I've seen Jacobs rank way too low in all these so-called expert sites. And I've seen San Diego play all season. They are not a very good football team. And I think Jacobs is going to be ridden hard today. The Giants are going to go back to what makes them money, and that's running the ball, finding the end zone for Brandon Jacobs, finally. I think, sadly, New York, Vincent Jackson's going to have just as good of a week as Brandon Jacobs. The man is a top 5 wide receiver. And look, the Giants' pass defense is just a disaster. They can't get to the quarterback. You got Aaron Rouse, who's being looked at as an improvement, and that cannot be a good thing. Look, I think Phillip Rivers has a good game. I think Antonio Gates has a good game. But a guy I don't think that's going to have a good game, and I'm losing faith in, I don't like what I've seen lately, injury or otherwise, and that's Eli Manning. He is a poor play against this San Diego defense because I think the Giants are going to try to run the ball. I know some people have said they're going to throw against them. I don't buy it. I don't think there's a lot for Eli Manning or the New York Giant wide receivers today, with the exception of maybe Steve Smith. If Manning finally gets back to throw those 8, 9, 10-yard passes instead of seeing single coverage and throwing inaccurately downfield all day. Sleeper in this game, and we went with him last week, and that's Malcolm Floyd. I don't like the Giants' secondary, as I said. This guy is the number two receiver now that Chris Blank Chambers is out of the mix. And I like Malcolm Floyd today against a depleted Giant defense. And I got to say it, guys, I like the Chargers today, 24-20.
What have you seen?
What have you been watching?
You're the most negative Giants fan I ever seen.
When they were going well, I will back them, but they have not beaten a quality team
this year.
I'll give
you this one. How about this one? The Giants play to their level of the competition, always been that way. Okay?
So what are the Eagles, the 72 Dolphins?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Chargers are a good team. The Giants are at home. They're going to get back on track beginning this week. I like the Giants.
Let's put it this way. The last team with the ball wins the game.
I hope that's true because I like the Giants' chances in that situation. But, guys, I've been watching this defense.
I go with the quarterbacks in a battle like this. I'll take Eli over Rivers all day.
That's crazy, dude.
Okay, guys, two games left, two big matchups, two big breakdowns. Let's take them one at a time. The Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? 5-2, riding a 3-game winning streak, looking to make it 4 in a row. They march into Philadelphia, where the Eagles are 5-2 as well, and they have divisional wins over the Redskins. Giants looking to make it 3 in a row, a division sweep winner, taking command of the NFC East. Reverend Ralph Mancini, take it away.
Yeah, the red-hot Dallas Cowboys going into Philly. I like Jason Witten here. I mentioned it before. The Eagles do a good job of keeping wideouts under wraps, but tight ends have destroyed Philly's defense over the middle, so go with Witten this week. I also love my man, DeSean Jackson. No secondary has been able to stop him. The funny thing is he's been doing damage by only catching 2 to 4 passes most weeks, so you go with him also. The dud here is Roy Williams. I can't see the Cowboys – I could see the Cowboys trying to get him more involved, but don't start him until you see some better numbers out there. This guy is giving up on routes, and the only way to get Tony Romo to throw you the ball is to continuously move, go back to the quarterback. He's not doing that, so I don't like Roy Williams until I start seeing some better plays, some better route running out of him. And Patrick Creighton is another guy I don't like. Outside of his contributions as a return man, Creighton hasn't been much of a factor lately. He doesn't show much explosiveness, and he's been dropping passes as well. The sleeper here is a guy we've been talking about all show, and that's Mr. Jeremy Maclin, return of the Mac. The Eagles have been working on plays to get Maclin the ball in space with quick throws. He's dangerous after the catch. I think it's going to be a tight game, but the Cowboys always have a hard time with Philly, especially on the road. I'm going to go with the Eagles here, 28-27 in a thriller.
Return of the Mac, baby. I love it.
Okay. Miles Austin, we got a question. Brandon Marshall, or Miles Austin touchdown league, impressively averaging 20 yards a game, 20 yards a catch. And 6 touchdowns on the year. Do you go Miles Austin over Brandon Marshall?
I would. I go with the red hot guy.
I'm going with Marshall. I don't like anybody on Dallas this week.
I go Miles Austin. This just in, Antonio Bryant expected to miss Sunday's game. Fox Sports is reporting, not us.
How will Tampa survive?
Fox Sports is reporting that Bryant will be out and Brian Clark will start in his place. We got one more big matchup on the docket. That would be the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ross.
Oh, yeah.
5-2, marching into Denver, 6-1, a battle of the AFC heavyweights. Break it down now for the people.
Oh, yeah. It's the macho matchup of the week. Look, I like Brandon Marshall, and I love me some Hines Ward in this one. Pittsburgh, guys, they're a pass-first offense, have been all season, and you can't run against them. Even with the injuries on the defensive line, both teams are going to need to pass to set up the run, which is the way the NFL is now. So I like the two wide receivers more than anybody else in this matchup. The dud in this game, I don't like the running backs. Look, I prefer Mendenhall out of the four relevant running backs in this game. But I can't see him going over 75 yards. I'd rather have, say, a Jamal Charles or a Ricky Williams than any of the running backs in this game. The sleeper here, we talked about him before. It's the 60-minute man. It's Mike Wallace. He's got the speed. He's more comfortable. It's very obvious that Roethlisberger likes airing it out to him at least a few times, and I think he'll connect with him at least once in this game, although I do think the Broncos win this game 20-16. Rick, what do you like think about the Broncos winning this
game? I don't know about that one. You know, I think the Steelers might come in there and steal one away. I think this is a game where the last team who has the ball wins.
Every week, people, I don't believe Denver can beat San Diego in San Diego, and they beat them. They were going to lose to Baltimore last week. It was a tough matchup, but I don't think that exposed them. I think Baltimore played a good game. They needed it. I think Denver gets back at home today against the Steelers, who I think are a bit overrated.
Monday night, you mean.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Would you go Mike Wallace over Anquan Boldin?
I wouldn't quite go that far.
Okay, needs two, Vincent Jackson, Miles Austin, Nate Burleson, and Crabtree. I'm going to go Austin and Jackson there with Crabtree over Burleson if I had to. I would drop Willis McGahee for Lewis Rankin if you're asking me.
That's interesting.
And,
I would too.
One last one. I want to put it on your radar before we go. Peter King reported that Brett Favre and Brad Childress confirmed this. Brett Favre was holding his hamstring in warm-ups before that matchup against the Packers. The Vikings are on a bye this week, but he does have a slight hammy pull there.
He was saying it was a groin last week.
Okay.
It's always something with him.
Hey, just something to keep watching. We are Fantasy Football Insiders. We do it each and every week on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Check them out. FSC.FM. Check us out on the NFLDraftBible.com. Want to give a shout-out to all my chat room peeps. We'll be back here again 8:30 next Sunday. You know how we do it. Someone knock him out the block.
Ladies and
come
gentlemen.
Come on, Eli, one time.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Breaks a couple of tackles. Hello!